Welcome back to Let's Talk Packaging. I'm your host, Alec, and today we are diving into a topic that affects every single one of us, food safety and tamper protection. And joining us again is our resident expert on market research and food safety legislation, Eric. Eric, welcome back. We had to have you on for this one.
Thanks for having me, Alec. It's a critical topic.
It really is. I saw a statistic that just blew my mind. According to Business Insider, almost 30% of food delivery drivers admitted to snacking on the food they deliver. 30%!
It is horrifying, but it's also very enlightening. It forces businesses to ask some hard questions. How accessible is the food you're serving? What are the safeguards against contamination or theft?
Exactly. It's scary to think about. It's all about reassuring consumers and safeguarding brand integrity. Trust is everything. So, where did this all start, this need for tamper evidence?
The modern concept was born from a crisis. Back in 1982, several bottles of Tylenol were found to have been tampered with in pharmacies in the Chicago area. The consequences were disastrous and, sadly, fatal.
Wow, I remember hearing about that. That's a huge public safety failure.
It was. Consumers needed absolute certainty that what they were buying was safe and hadn't been opened since leaving the factory. Johnson & Johnson acted quickly, developing induction seals for all their medicines.
Those little metallic seals under the cap, right?
Precisely. They proved the package was secure. It didn't take long for other industries to follow, and seals quickly became the norm. The event was a shock, but it revealed just how vulnerable other sectors, especially the food industry, really were.
And fast forward to today, especially after the pandemic, people are hyper aware of safety and hygiene. So what does tamper protection actually look like in food packaging today?
It's helpful to break it down into two main categories: tamper evidence and tamper resistance. Tamper resistant mechanisms make a package very difficult to open. Tamper evident ones, on the other hand, clearly show a consumer that the product has been opened.
So one is about making it hard to get in, and the other is about leaving clues if someone does. Got it. What's the most basic level we see out there?
At level one, the most basic approach, particularly for restaurants, is putting an easy-to-open package inside a bag and simply stapling it shut.
Yes, the single staple defense system. It's not exactly Fort Knox, is it? Someone could just pop the staple, grab a French fry, and staple it back shut. No one would ever know.
It's a very low barrier. The point isn't to accuse anyone, but to highlight the vulnerability and the need for better safety protocols.
Okay, so what's the next step up? Level two.
Level two would be placing a sticker or a label over the food package seam. We see this a lot in grocery stores on things like sandwich containers, and some restaurants use them as well.
That's better, but I suppose a determined person could carefully peel off a label, open the package, and stick it back on. It's not impossible, just more effort.
Correct. It's an improvement, but not foolproof. This brings us to level three, shrink band.
Oh, I know those. The tight plastic seals around the edge of a container. I feel like I'm playing a game of safety roulette every time I try to open one with a knife or scissors.
They do offer more protection. However, they have two significant disadvantages. First, they are tamper resistant, not tamper evident. Once you remove the band, there's no evidence it was ever there.
That's a good point. What's the second issue?
The application process. The bands have to be heated to shrink around the package. This means that no matter what food is inside, from fresh-cut pineapple to egg salad, the final product has to pass through a heating tunnel.
Yikes. I can't imagine that's good for the quality of, say, a fresh salad. So that brings us to the modern era, right? There have been huge investments in this space.
Yes. Over the last two decades, manufacturers have engineered packaging that integrates both tamper resistance and tamper evidence directly into the design. These technologies are far more intuitive and effective.
And the main advantage, I assume, is just ironclad food product safety. Can you give us some examples of these modern solutions? What shall we be looking for as consumers?
That's the core of it. These new elements clearly show customers the product hasn't been opened, which builds immense trust in your business.
It's a huge competitive advantage. Imagine two pizza shops. One just puts your mozzarella sticks in a paper box. The other uses a tamper-evident package. You know every single one of those mozzie sticks is accounted for. Which one are you ordering from again?
It's the one that invested in their customers' health and safety. It becomes a clear differentiator.
Okay, but surely there have to be some downsides. It can't be perfect.
There are a few practical disadvantages. For a restaurant, if they need to open a package to add something they forgot, like sauce on pasta, they can't just reseal it. They have to open the package, move the contents to a brand new one, and then seal that.
So it's time-consuming and costly. You're basically doubling your packaging cost for that one order because of a small mistake.
Exactly. There's also a great example from retail, decorated cakes. Bakers often deliver plain cakes to a grocery store, where they're then decorated for a customer.
Right, turning a blank canvas into a Disney princess masterpiece for a fourth birthday party.
But if that plain cake arrives in tamper-evident packaging, the store decorator has to unwrap it, decorate it, and then find entirely new packaging for the finished product. It's a hassle.
Talk about a royal hassle. That makes sense. And I suppose there are situations where it's just overkill.
Of course. Foods that consumers package themselves don't require it. Think of items from a salad bar, a self-service hot food station, or even leftovers you take home in a doggy bag. In those cases, the packaging isn't necessary.
And let's not forget the cost. I assume all this clever engineering adds a little extra to the price tag.
It can, yes. You may end up paying a bit more for that added peace of mind. But for many businesses, the cost of losing customer trust is far greater.
That's the bottom line. Nobody wants to imagine someone else sampling their food. It's unsafe, it's distressing, and for a business, it can be incredibly costly. So it sounds like the most effective solutions combine both features.
That's right. The gold standard is a container that is both tamper-resistant and tamper-evident. The customer can see that their food arrived safely, and it sends a clear message that the business cares about their well-being.
It's the clear picture, knowing your food is safe. Eric, this has been incredibly insightful. Thanks so much for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure, Alec.
That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. Join us next time as we unwrap another fascinating topic. Until then, stay safe and check your seals.